I'm in the mood for another piano puzzler, and luckily, Bruce Adolf is here with me. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have a caller on the line, Brandon Peterson from St. Paul, Minnesota. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, guys.
How you doing today?
Oh, excellent. It's a pleasure to be on here.
Oh, great to have you. And Brandon, as you know, your job with the piano puzzler is to name the tune that Bruce will be burying somewhere in this piano puzzler, and also the composer whose style Bruce is imitating in the piano puzzler. Brandon, what's your musical background?
I was a jazz disc jockey in college, and I now live next door to a professional trombonist. So now, that's kind of like musical osmosis.
Is that a bad thing, to live next door to a professional trombonist?
No, he's very good. I like his practicing.
Well, that's a good thing. All right, Brandon, let's play the piano puzzler. I don't know what's coming either, so if you need some help, maybe we can brainstorm this together. And if you're having a hard time guessing the composer, you can ask for some musical clues as well.
Okay.
Okay, Brandon, here's your piano puzzler. Brandon, what do you make of that?
Oh, that was lovely.
Thanks.
My thought, it's very lush. Is it Gershwin?
Well, no. But that's interesting because this person knew Gershwin.
Okay.
And Gershwin admired this person unbelievably. And some of what Gershwin did is influenced by this guy.
Okay.
So you're not as far off as one
so
might
sounds
think.
Like Gershwin,
right, I'm warm.
Yeah, Gershwin's a very good guess. And actually, Brandon, you said you used to be a jazz DJ.
Yeah.
And I thought of Bill Evans the way Bruce was playing.
Well, that's interesting, too, because Bill Evans was also fanatically devoted to this composer.
Uh-huh. So we're getting all around the target.
Yeah.
Well, Brandon, on the composer front, would you like to hear a couple of musical clues?
That would be just fine.
These are two clues about the composer. One will be the composer, one will be kind of misdirection. So here's clue number one. And Bruce, what was that?
That's Ravel, and it's from his sonatine. It's the minuet from his sonatine.
Okay, so clue number one was Maurice Ravel. Let's hear clue number two. And Bruce, clue number two is?
That's one of Prokofiev's Vision Fugitive, or Fugitive Visions.
Okay, so Maurice Ravel or Sergei Prokofiev. Brandon, did what Bruce played sound more like one of those two clues?
I think with the Bill Evans clue that Evans was probably more influenced by Ravel.
Absolutely. Yeah, Ravel had a giant influence on American music. Of course, he was also influenced by jazz himself quite a lot.
Yeah, there are stories of Ravel coming to New York and being taken around jazz clubs by Gershwin.
That's right. And Gershwin went to Paris and asked to study with Ravel. It's a famous story. And Ravel is said to have asked him how much money he made. And when Gershwin told him, Ravel said, maybe I should study with you.
Well, we have the composer now, Brandon. Bruce's Puzzler this week in the style of Maurice Ravel. But what the heck is the tune that it was based on?
I don't know if I have any idea, but...
Brandon, do you mind if I jump in with a guess?
No, please do.
Could it possibly be Streets of Laredo?
It's the Streets of Laredo.
Streets of Laredo.
Sometimes called the Cowboy's Lament.
Well, Brandon Peterson from St. Paul, Minnesota, you got the composer, and we honed in on the tune, finally.
Streets of Laredo.
Streets of Laredo, or the Cowboy's Lament, in the style of Maurice Ravel. Brandon, what's your public radio station?
It is KSJN.
Classical Minnesota Public Radio. Brandon Peterson from St. Paul, Minnesota, thank you very much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thanks for having me on.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.